never was a huge Pokemon fan.
I meant to say like fan. Cartman saying yeah. it.
Pokemon.
Life is a challenge.
How do you get through it?
Laughing at the dark and dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs.
We want to hear your dirty secrets too.
If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice, then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week.
Heller.
Meet me outside.
Do you think that's pointed too low, or do I sit more back like this?
Maybe aim it.
A little low?
Yeah, it is. Now that you say that, because what if you do any sort of movements and then your head's cut off?
I do flail. I have a tendency to. But now I feel like it's too high.
It's better than it was.
You know what it is?
And now you see Jack.
It's just that I'm too high. That's the problem.
I'm with that.
Listen, I've been going a little light lately. And so one little bit, this vape just attacked us. And I'm high on life. It's all wonderful. It's fine. I'm brain dead, but honestly, I feel like that's every episode. So really, what's new?
Welcome to the show.
We don't know what's new because y'all haven't been emailing the podcast. So we don't know what's new.
Who's out there?
Nobody. Apparently, it's just like people on Patreon. And they're just like, we do listen. We promise. And I'm like, you're not listening. And if you are listening, that means that you're not following instruction. So I don't really know what's happening. You just want me to have all the creativeness all the time? You want to beat that out of Laura?
Are you listening to us on mute?
Oh, maybe they are. Maybe they just like to see our tits. Well, today I'm dressed like a boy.
Today I'm dressed like boy. Pikachu.
Pikachu.
Terrible. It is the first episode of my favorite month of the year.
It's the spooky month.
Spooky month, Halloween, and I don't care if that makes me basic. I don't care. Do you know how happy I get when little ghost lights start popping up in places? It makes me so happy. Spooky, scary skeletons. Shivers down your spine? Shivers
down your spine.
Anyway, it makes me very, very happy. I love it here, and I never want it to be over. But I guess if it never ended, we wouldn't enjoy it as much every year.
I don't know. But you know what? We don't have to worry about that because we got little spooky girls.
They're so cute. I love them so much.
They're adorable. And this room has such a vibe. Oh, I didn't even see this.
The spider. And then I got this little guy, but he came home and his arm fell off. But I thought it was extra spooky.
Girl, so today I was, just on the interwebs and I saw a really creative thing. It was like little tiny skeletons were meant for the little lawn flamingos.
Yeah.
So like, have you seen that meme?
No.
It's like little lawn flamingos and then there's little skeletons riding them and it's the cutest thing ever.
That's so cute.
So I say you get a few more of these and some lawn flamingos and put them in the front yard.
I think my HOA would like just make me move out if I put... because we can't have fun. We live in Vegas and we can't have fun with our house. Oh, excuse me. I want to get a f***ing life. Why do you care what other people do with their house? All right. That's why I started buying gnomes in the first place, was to piss off neighbors.
HOA is so dumb.
It is dumb.
And like, here's the thing. Like, they want you all to have like a certain color scale. You know, if the house
is so boring.
It's so basic.
So the inside has to be like,
And
that's
it is.
What my house brings to the table. Both in scariness and like design. You're just like, wow. Colors.
Yeah, because to be honest, if you drove past your house, you wouldn't know it would look this cool inside.
Blends right in.
Which is so cool.
Mm-hmm. But no, it's not cool.
What?
Shoes.
Yeah, take those
off. Oh my God. It's like no one can see them. Why am I putting myself through this torturous existence? I don't care if I hit the freaking camera.
It's actually better.
I can't deal with shoes. And you know why? I don't know why. I really don't. It's a thing. You don't like to deal with shoes either.
Yeah, my feet were sweaty and gross.
Ugh.
Because those shoes are worse than your old slippers.
Yeah.
They're bad.
Yeah.
They're gross.
Girl. I got some new cow ones to show you.
New cat ones?
Cow.
Okay. Oh, good.
Like, and by new, I mean new in the way that they are destroyed. Like, it's coming apart.
In a new level?
Do you love the pod?
Of course you do. Do you love ads? Not so much. Do you want to prove how much you love the pod? Then join us ad-free on patreon.com/twndpodcast. Every tier of support gets you day early releases and ad-free enjoyment. The Totally Wholesome Not Dirty podcast is made possible by listeners like you. If you want the full VIP experience, join any of our dirtbag tiers, which also gives you access to skits, photo sets, bonus episodes, and monthly Zoom chats where we sit down, reflect, share, and more. You'll also have access to Thought Takes, a mini show where I strip down and go in hard with rantisodes. What are you waiting for? Join us and be a dirtbag at patreon.com/twndpodcast.
It's so gross.
It's a new level of grossness.
Oh my God.
But yeah, I just can't seem to get them like to actually throw them away. Like my smiley face slippers that I had that we both had.
Oh yeah.
I held on to those so for cute. So long.
They're so cute.
But they smelled so bad. So bad.
But sometimes it's just like you could spray them with Febreze and make them live like another month or two.
I tried.
I even did
baking soda.
It eated it right up.
Yes, it eated it all the way up.
I couldn't think of the word eight. It got eight.
Yeah, so spooky season is here. We have all these really fun ideas for costumes. You guys aren't ready. You guys are not ready.
Not at all. We're not even ready, if we're honest. Like, some parts of the costumes haven't shown up yet.
And some have that, unfortunately, they showed up.
Yeah, unfortunately. But still have to make the wig bald cap content. But as y'all know, if you're like a real one, all right, I've been busy, all right?
To say the
family
least.
In town, all this kind of stuff. And it's great. It's fantastic. But that means other things fall by the wayside. So I'm not fully prepared.
And also all the planning right you now. Did leading up to that.
That's true.
You were but going like mention, a head without a chicken.
I was a head without a chicken. Just a head floating around. I was like the
where's my chicken?
The Wizard of Oz thing. I think I am a witch, by the way.
Wait,
like little witchy
did
things
you just have
happening.
This like epiphany?
No, like I've been thinking about it for a couple days now. I know it's not
do
real.
Do tell.
But it's just like, you know, it's all the synchronicity things I've talked about before, but like other people have started pointing stuff out like, oh, here's this thing that you knew about this person or that you knew about this thing. And then suddenly it just happens. Or like someone wrongs you and all of a sudden just bad shit starts happening.
Over and then you're like, I had this idea already.
Yeah, but not like actually things that are like, oh, people are getting hurt or whatever. But you know those happy little emails that I get? So for those of you who are unaware of these happy little emails, they are a little moment of joy that even in my darkest moments can bring me back to a point of laughter and realizing that everything is going to be okay. Like no matter what. I just had a panic that we weren't actually recording and it was just on. But it's fine. So don't worry about it. You want to know why? Because I'm a witch. I would never let that happen.
This is
every,
true.
Every accident has been intentional. Because I knew it needed comedic relief. I think. No, but just like little things. Like, okay, so these emails. My ex took a lot more from me than just like money. It was also like years of my life, loving myself, self-worth, really everything. So every now and then when I get these happy little emails that inform me that he has under $50 in his bank account, I go, I could be crying. Like my puppy could have just died. That would be a terrible thing. I'm not going to will that out into the universe, but just say something terrible had happened. I'm just like beside myself with tears. I get one of those emails. I'm back.
It's like the like get out of jail free card in a way. And it's like, damn.
Maybe it shouldn't bring me so much joy. Maybe it shouldn't be that petty, but I don't give a shit. I don't care. I've been through enough and it makes me happy.
I don't see anything wrong with it.
And when I tell you the last couple of weeks, it's been a barrage. I have an email every day. Every day.
Well, that's nice.
It is. And then when I tell you.
Is it
you,
losing its luster? No,
I was
huh?
laughing more and more each time. And I was like, you know, it'd be funny if it was overdrafted.
And?
Did it?
That means those fees are just going to keep piling up, baby.
I was like, what's happening? I laughed harder and harder each time. And when I saw, and I'm sorry, I don't give a shit. If you knew the situation on the before times that we do not try to often speak, it's well deserved. Okay. And enough of me was taken away from me by the court to be like, here. And guess what? It's been squandered. Every last bit of it. You know who's thriving? This Ash, one. Right here.
Pika! Pika!
So creepy.
No, that's great because, like, here's what I got to say is, Carmi.
It is a bitch, and I love bitches.
Yeah.
I really do. I like... Like, I remember talking about the older ladies, and they both were like kind of mean and aggressive. I mean, I love bitches.
Yeah,
it's good.
They're badass, and they're not gonna get with.
They're just gonna say their freaking piece.
But you also might be a witch, which loves bitch.
That's true. Mm.
The witch, this witch loves bitches.
This witch bitch.
Ooh,
should do some spells. Ooh, speaking of for Halloween, Laura has agreed to my demands.
I have.
Well, they were requests. So don't wanna misconstrue anything. All right, they were requests, but demands.
It's true.
Better.
She did ask politely. Hey, yeah. So are we good?
Yeah.
Also, look at these really pretty
Ouija board for da, our da, Halloween da. Episode. Oh, I'm really excited. I've always like wanted one, but I've never had one. And we're gonna play with it. It's gonna be really fun. We're gonna have candles.
Do I know which one you ordered, or is it a surprise? Because
no,
you sent me a couple.
It's the one I told you, the one that had the bit of glass in it. Because the other one was pretty, but like no glass, and I don't feel like it's magical. Without
seeing stuff. I also like the little floor mat you have, which is also Ouija board. I was like, oh, this is new.
Yeah.
I like it.
Spooky season.
Spooky.
I get so excited. It's always been my favorite holiday ever since I was a kid. I get so excited.
Well, first of all, there's candy, costumes, and scary movies. Do we need to continue?
What's your favorite Halloween movie?
I was going to ask you something similar, but not movie related. Anyways.
My favorite Halloween porno?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I was going to say... something different, but let me figure out what my favorite Halloween movie is. Because I was not ready for this question, and I want to be truly, like... Okay, I think... Okay. Does it have to be Halloween or just scary?
Anything. It could be, like,
I mean,
scary,
The Exorcist
spooky.
Is pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Like, a movie that you would watch around Halloween.
Beetlejuice
that gets you in
might
there.
Be the first, though. Because
should we go see the new
yes,
Beetlejuice? Because
we need
I heard...
To.
At first, I wasn't interested, but someone said it's, like, a sequel, not, like, a remake.
Right. It's not a remake, I heard, and it's still got Michael Keaton and everyone else, Winona Ryder.
Perfect. Okay, well, maybe we'll have to go see it. There's, yes. Like, the restaurant, like, theater that we can go to and get little snacks.
And we can lay and chill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in.
Yeah.
We need that.
You ever feel weird? Like, sometimes, like, I feel like I can't go fully back in a movie theater. He's falling down. He's falling for you.
Ooh, he got fresh.
Oh.
Do I ever
he
what?
Slaps you. You're like, oh, skeleton.
It's all right. You can.
We all want to get slapped around by Jack a little bit, I think.
Yeah, always. Yeah. Is this Jack?
No. This is. So I have lipstick all over his face.
You got fresh with him.
I was like, argh. But that's like 2022 lipstick.
It is.
Because we haven't
damn.
Used Jack since Sally 2022.
And it was probably a lip stain.
How was that long ago? I feel like we just did that.
I don't know. We blink and then it's 5 years, you know? So what I was going to ask you, though, is Jason Voorhees or Michael Myers?
Yeah, baby.
Voorhees.
All right. I like that.
It's giving Voorhees. It's giving Voorhees.
Shout out Kate Carter. We miss you.
Oh, I miss you, Kay. Voorhees. I should do more Voorhees. I did Krueger. So that is prepped
Which
this
was
year. But I
want
to do Krueger again. Because the makeup was kind of easy to do. Just like took a lot of blending. But I was like, I just want to do it again. Just
it was
to like,
dope.
Just to limit. Do it. Like, I want to go to the store or something. Like Krueger.
Shit. Can I just look like a mangled person next to
yeah.
you? That just,
I
like...
can like push you around in the cart and you're like.
With one arm.
That would actually be hilarious.
I think definitely movie night would be fun. And then we are way overdue for art night. Like
yeah.
some really fun, like creative shit. Because that's usually, you know, the one thing that can really like snap us out of like any sort of life stresses.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's like we painting, just chilling, watching some Love Island.
Love Island.
Guilty pleasure.
We haven't
I did
watched
not
Love
know.
Island forever. That's so funny.
I just didn't even know I had that guilty pleasure bone mm-hmm. in me. Like I like Below Deck, which is also a reality show, but like Love Island is yeah. really freaking good.
Love Island slaps. Okay, so speaking of art, though, we do have to announce that it is the beginning of the month, and because last month was so hectic for everyone involved,
yes.
that we did not have our monthly Zoom chat. However, if you are part of our Patreon Dirtbag Tiers, you understand and you know.
I was sick out of my deathbed.
We're going to have two.
Because y'all the real ones.
So one will just be our normal chill chat where we can talk about anything and everything. And our other will be a pumpkin carving contest. And if you haven't heard about this yet, we'll have details shortly. Laura and I are going to take some pictures with the pumpkin today, make a little banner, tell you guys all about it. Because if you know me, you know I love making a banner. Give me that PNG. Just put it all in there. Use a brush. Stroke.
She's got a PhD in banners.
I love banners.
She's seriously like the best at making banners and other things, as you all know.
So
get ready for it.
Patreon. Because, okay, so if you don't like ads... You don't like ads. I don't like ads. I hate ads. And I hate how like Amazon Prime now has ads and stuff like that. But I understand.
Yeah. What's up with that?
It's a lot. But I know that it takes a lot to run a production as we do here. And so if you want to support us but not listen to the ads and support us directly.
Support us.
We are pretty much all extremely positively user funded. Like partially self-funded because I just love doing this show so much.
Yes.
But... majority of it is user funded, so that's coming from mostly things like Patreon. So if you want to join us at patreon.com/twndpodcast, you can join the wholesome pledge, which is pretty much just like a day early and no ads. But if you want all of the exclusive amazingness, then you can join our dirtbag tiers, discount dirtbag or above. If you want to donate a little bit extra, we get monthly Zoom chats, you get monthly Thought Takes episodes. Also, there will be
live chats. There will be two.
This is a terrible ad read. I was gonna like isolate this.
I just can't
keep my shit together.
I like it even more with the sneezes. They're cute.
But there will be two Thought Takes episodes this month as well, since there was not one last.
Stop.
Month. Yeah. Did I say year or month?
Who cares?
Whatever.
Y'all know what we mean.
There's gonna be a lot of them, and that's just where I get into laundry and I rant about things, and you guys love it, and you ladies love it as well, because we do have ladies on.
Yes, shout out. Happy. Also, you guys, if you have any favorite like spooky movies that you want to share with us that maybe we've never heard of, call in 702-900-6446. I used to watch a lot of those like scary Japanese films.
Mm-hmm.
Like remember like Ichi the Killer? They're like really gory like movies.
I don't know if I've seen them.
They're scary.
But that would be a fun thing to do for Patreon.
Very gory, very mm-hmm. scary, lots of blood.
Perfect.
It's definitely one of those days where you just like order a pizza
candy. I haven't done pizza in a minute,
and I still have donut voucher for us to eat from. I know it's not a
pizza and donuts. I'm gonna have
that
to,
would
like,
be so good.
Speaking of squatting like crazy, girl, it's been so hot. And when it's hot, like my hands just get sweaty, and even chalk, it just sweats right through. So I've been neglecting upper body. I just have. But I've been squatting and doing all these RDLs, doing single leg deadlifts, all this crazy stuff. I've been doing crossover deadlifts to build the shelf.
I saw your...
None of my pants fit. These were like super low rise before and my butt hung out the bottom. Now I could barely get them up over my ass today. I had to go like order new clothes.
That makes me really happy.
It does. Because it's also like expensive to have an ass.
Well, you hear her, everybody. It's expensive. Support the show. We need you.
Please.
Go follow her.
I need pants.
You know where to find her. But yeah, the other day you posted a photo of the derriere. And yeah. I was like, this bitch, like, your booty be popping.
It's popping up.
I'm proud.
It's kind of, thank you.
And it looks so good.
I didn't know I could do it.
You're all ass now, baby.
I thought I'd never have one. Like, I would always do the thing where I was, like, really pushing it up. And then sometimes I'll, like, walk past the mirror. And I'm like, is there something wrong with me? And I have to be like... Because sometimes it, like, I feel like there's more that comes than should in the reflection. Like, it's new to me. And I'm like, oh, okay. All right. And then you just got to, like, slide into the little hip and you get your little dimple out. And you're like, all right, we're good. Do I look like a fool to you? No. I keep everything stocked up. And that's what you can also do with Liquid IV by going to liquidiv.com and using code TWND to save 15% and get free shipping on everything that you purchase. Doesn't that sound like a game changer, Laura?
It does. It's a no-brainer.
And these are actually some of my favorite flavors. And these are actually what I took on my trip abroad. Unfortunately, Liquid IV is only in the U.S. right now, but don't worry.
Eventually.
I took that shit with me. Because it's got... what you need.
Did you spread the
hydration.
Word?
I did.
Good.
I spread the word of Liquid IV. Much like I'm sharing it with you now. I don't know where my life would be without Liquid IV. I might be without a home. I might be alone forever. But instead, I know that I'm not hydrated because I keep Liquid IV. It goes strong. It goes hard in the pain.
It goes hard. Yes, it does. Every day.
Have you tried the new firecracker?
I have. It's freaking firetastic.
This reminds me of childhood. God damn it. The heat of summer.
The 4th of July.
The 4th of July, a humid August morning. Sneaking down into that freezer that we kept in the basement. Popping one of these bad boys out.
Maybe two.
Maybe three if you have a problem like some of us in this room, if you know what I'm saying. You don't care. You're a kid. You burn that shit off quickly. Not anymore. Bad for your teeth. But you know what's good for you? Liquid IV. So you can bring back that childhood wonder with Popsicle Firecracker.
Yes.
Partnered with Liquid IV right here.
You don't have to feel guilty about splurging if you have a couple of these.
And if you're feeling crazy, you could get a mold of the firecracker and you could just freeze pops of Liquid IV. Did you ever think about that?
Mind blown.
Did you ever think about that? That's creativity. Liquid IV is being very, very, very creative with their flavors. They also have, Rainbow Sherbet also reminds me of childhood. We kept a big tub of it in the freezer and I just go in there with a spoon and totally not scoop it out of the middle. I don't even care if it was freezer burned. Made it better. Crunchy. Delicious.
Love a good texture.
But I'm getting older. And the older you get, the easier it is to get dehydrated. So I keep this stuff. Bleep that. I don't fucking know.
This shiz.
All right. So you take this. And I'll take this. And I want you guys to take yourselves to liquidiv.com and use code TWND to save 15% and experience better hydration today. You get 16 ounces of water, pop in one stick of Liquid IV, and you're going to feel a lot better. You're going to get all those vitamins and electrolytes that your body needs. So support the show. Liquidiv.com. Use code TWND.
Come on. Do it.
Like,
but now it's just ass.
It's all ass. No, I'm saying now. That's what I'm walking past and being like, I feel bad for like double checking in the mirror, but I'm like, is that mine? Is that, like,
well, because
there?
It's so new.
Yeah.
Not new, but so.
But new.
Vavoom.
Vavoom.
It's so vavoom.
But you're looking snatched as well, girl.
But I've not been going to the gym. I have been eating pretty well. Like whatever I want usually. But what's good about that is sometimes like I would late night eat. I don't do that anymore. I cut that out. So like the latest I will eat would be like 6 p.m.
That's so healthy.
I don't know.
I can only eat a late night.
I know, which is bizarre. Like,
which
so,
is so bad for you.
But I
sure.
wake up rip-roaring hungry. You don't. That's the difference. So like in my relationship too, like he's never hungry before noon. Me, I wake up and I'm like, what's for breakfast? Yeah. Pizza? You know, and it's like, I'm sick in the head that way.
That's my family too, because they are hungry in the morning and they're like, and I would have to remind myself like, oh, people eat breakfast. Like I just wake up and I like crave a fix and I'm just like, give me a whole pot of coffee.
And a vape?
Well, I need to talk to you about that.
You're done?
Because, all right, I have the numbers here. Let me just run it back real quick because daddy's been working very hard on daddy self.
I'm all right. Sad. Daddy.
No nicotine vape for 83 days. No zero nicotine vape for 8 days.
What?
Yeah.
Girl. So mm-hmm. nothing.
Mm-mm. I want one so
Does
bad.
Does this fuck with you?
No, because good. I know it's just going to get me like high. Stoned. Like it's not the process of
doing it. So I was going to say, damn,
it.
I feel bad.
Yeah. But I'm at that point that I like, I really don't want one. And then I like think about it and I'm like, you know what would be really nice right now? A vape. You could just drive to the store. I'm like, no! No!
You weak, weak little bitch.
You don't need it. Like, did my mom smoke when she was pregnant with me? Like, why do I need this little fucking stupid robot
Better
dick?
Yet, does your best friend smoke around you? Yes.
No, but not like nicotine vapes.
Well, not yet. What if I started?
I quit, you start. I was like, he's just doing it during the episode. Like,
if you think that's a good idea, write into the podcast, twndpodcast@gmail.com. We want to hear, should Laura pick up smoking?
Please, that would be such a hilarious skit.
Also, I used to smoke, everybody, to fill you all in. Back in the day, cigarettes, yeah. Not vapes, cigarettes. Same. I would be smoking like a chimney every time I got a chance. Every yeah. time. Now that I've quit, it doesn't bug me. Smell. It's just like, to me, I'm like, dude, why? Vapes yeah. would be the alternative. They don't stink.
And the thing is, that's the thing. Like now, I used to smoke cigarettes as well. I walk past cigarettes.
I thought they were so cool.
Ooh, like it smells terrible.
And no offense
terrible.
To you all if you
it's
do.
No offense.
It's just like, it's not for me. It's not for you.
Yes.
But
all vapes smell good.
They do.
It's like you walk past a cloud of somebody's shit and you're just like, I remember when I did that. Like,
yeah. It's like a little bit of candy aroma in the air.
Yeah. It's just like a little spritz of perfume down into your lungs. And yes, I understand that's why it's bad for you. I get it. But god damn, I just want it.
Well, I mean, I can always fart for you. They kind of smell the same thing. Perfect. A little puff of peach.
It was because I got hella sick, though, that...
Oh, you did?
I'm sorry. What did I just say?
Hella.
It was because I was just like, hella sick, though. What? Shut the fuck up. What are you saying?
Well, I was sick, too. And yeah. then you got hella sick.
Bitch, I was hella sick. When I tell you that I was just like hacking out every last bit of my lung, every cough, I thought, is this going to be the day I die? And I didn't die, but I still feel dead inside.
Was it really gross goo too? Like dark green goo?
Yeah.
Greenish yellow goo.
And I was blowing my nose and blue was coming out.
I had blue too. Like, wait a second. Hold on. Did you really?
Yes. It was like bluish gray, right?
Mine was no blue, but then I think it might have been eyeliner related. Because I wear eyeliner, but does that mean yeah. like our makeup goes into our sinus cavities? I don't know. I'm asking for a friend, everybody. Because you know that electric blue eyeliner I rock?
Yeah.
One day I was like feeling really ugly, but I was like, I'm going to make myself wear makeup, right? Because I hadn't been wearing makeup while I'm sick.
Yeah.
Put a little blue eyeliner on, I blow my nose, and there's blue goo in my freaking snot. And whether it was just from being sick or if it was eyeliner, is the makeup we're putting in our eyes going through our sinuses? What does it say?
Your tear ducts drain into your sinuses. Anything you get in your eye or on the tight line can be washed away by your tears and drain into the sinuses.
That makes so much sense then. That's why my mucus was blue because it was electric, but my mucus was dark green. Like dark green. I would hack it up.
Yeah.
It was like goose.
I was hacking up this like it was at the point that I was like, I don't know if this is still illness or my body like reading me a vape. Like,
that
I don't know what's happening.
That could be it too.
But the cough still hasn't gone away, but my man's cough still hasn't gone away either. And he was sick before me. So I just don't even know what's going on. But it's insane because I'll feel totally fine and out of nowhere. I like breathe and I'm like.
Also, the body won't recover as quickly too when you're so busy with everything that you do in a day. You know what I mean? Like you're never ever able to like just take the day to like chill.
No, I never could anyway. Like I could be on death's door and I'd be like, there's things I need to do.
Yeah.
I'm not happy unless I'm suffering.
Yeah.
But basically. I feel like, do you feel like when you're sick, like just laying around, I don't know that helps me. I feel like it stresses me out more.
It doesn't help, but knowing that like if I don't, I won't get better fast enough. You know what I mean? So I do force myself. Like when I was sick the last time, like there were days where, yeah, I could have easily like came over or done like regular basic things. But then what? I'm just not going to recover as quick enough. I'm going to get other people sick.
Yeah.
You know, I was on antibiotics, but whatever.
I refused antibiotics because
they make me sick and I had to finish them
everywhere. And the weird thing, I don't know why I'm always like, I hear all these people get sick on antibiotics and they're throwing up. It's never happened to me ever taking antibiotics, except maybe that one time in the hospital. But I'm just like, nope, I'm not going to take it. I'll just suffer. My body can clear it. My body is a temple and I'm a witch.
That's it. Yeah. They just made me feel really like my stomach was always like queasy. Not like I never vomited or anything like that, but like I just always felt like ugh. Or like the way I feel when like my period is at its roughest moments or just not well.
Yeah.
You know?
I hate the feeling of when you're just existing while bleeding and then all of a sudden it feels like someone stabbed like through your belly button, like just below your belly button.
Stabbing.
And then wait,
Yeah.
And then dug it in more just for good measure and then pulled it out and like put it back in. And it just keeps happening. And somehow like the pain migrates to your butthole and you're like, why does my butthole hurt? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing in there? Like,
it's some fucked up shit. Also, like, I was almost contemplating not finishing the antibiotics because of how bad they were making me feel.
Yeah.
And then my lymph nodes started swelling on my left side of my face, like my neck, everything, the back of my ear. It was like to the point where I was like, I looked almost like not like I looked really rough, which is why partially the live stream didn't happen the last time. And I was like, well, this is new. And so yeah. I was like, all right,
I'm like, now I'm swollen.
Yeah, now I'm swollen. And I'm definitely going to have to like finish these antibiotics that I didn't want to finish because they're like, if you don't finish them, the infection won't go away. Oh, really? Is that how it works?
I hate it. I hate having a body sometimes. Just like, why are you always fucking with me? Like, I have shit to do. I don't want to deal with this.
And I don't like going to the doctors.
No.
I don't go to primary care. I don't know if you do, but like, no. I have only one option, urgent care.
Yeah.
And that's always like just the lowest option to go through.
I don't even do that. Like, I probably should have when I was sick, but I was like, I know how much it costs just to go in there.
It's $100.
I can deal with it.
You're like, it'll go away.
It'll go away eventually, or I die. And if I die, I don't care. I was actually thinking about that the other day because, all right, when I die, I don't want a bunch of people to sit. Here's a funny thing. Probably no one will. But I don't want a bunch of people to just sit there and cry for me. I don't want to have a fucking funeral. It's weird. I think it's weird. Go live a life. You're not dead. You know what I mean? Do you want to have a funeral?
No. I think I'm good with whatever happens. Pour my ashes into a bong. I don't care.
Yeah.
But like it's
snort me.
Yeah, exactly. Like do the whole like is it the Big Lebowski? Which one was it? Where he like puts it in the air and it goes all over. It
could make me into a dry perfume. What can we do with our ashes? All right, this is a little morbid. All right, so what could we do with our ashes? People could snort them.
Yes.
People could make them into a dry shampoo.
Make them into a diamond.
Make them into a diamond.
And then someone wears it.
Could make it into the diamond that goes on the end of a butt plug.
Oh my God.
I want to be made into a butt plug.
How cute. But don't.
We could be mixed in with grape nuts and consumed over a long period of time.
Oh God. I had a nice bowl of Raisin Bran Crunch this morning and
ooh.
I was thinking of the grape nut story. Not cool.
The grape nuts fucked me up. I was just thinking of all the gravel.
It was like eating kitty litter.
Do you know what we should do? Is we should do a video where we just taste test a bunch of cereal.
I'm in.
Just go to the cereal aisle, get all of the cereal.
That would be, we could get the little boxes. Mm-hmm. Remember those where you go to like a buffet and they had the little boxes?
Oh, I would love the little boxes of cereal, little Fruit Loops.
Maybe Costco has them. I'll go check. I would go get the little cereal and we'll have a variety.
I keep thinking of like ever since we had that thing with Kitty with the favorite cereal and I'm like Bran. And I think about all my other favorite cereals and they're all like so boring. Like, Cheerios, plain. Not
Wait,
Honey
she
Nut.
She said she liked Kix. That's pretty boring. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I like Kix as well though. That's a banger cereal.
It is.
And like not Honey Nut Cheerios, not the ones with the glaze on them, just like Cheerios
plain
that
ass.
You give like babies that they can't choke on.
I mean, just saying. And I do love me a frosted mini wheat. Not just the mini wheats, but the frosted.
I love the frosted mini wheats.
They're so good. Did you
would
like
you...
them soggy?
Yeah.
Me too.
Okay, so how did you eat yours?
I would let them soak as long as I could, and then they'd be turning into mush, and I'd be like, they were so good. And then they'd be really soft. And then there was like the frosted mini wheats with the jelly in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Remember those?
I don't.
They were so good. It was like an extra fruity, delicious
Ooh.
Surprise in the middle.
That's nice.
So good.
I would make them very soggy as well. But the frosting never got soggy.
No.
So I'd put like a whole one in my mouth and then slowly with my tongue separate the frosted part from the wheat part. Tuck the frosting into the outside of my lip. Choke down.
The wheat.
The shredded wheat. And then have
hold on, excuse me.
Have a hard chunk of like the sugary top to like finish. And I would do that with every piece.
And how much frosting did you have tucked in?
No, just like eating them one at a time,
separating
but I had to separate them.
Oh Holy shit, that's a lot of work. That's how so long artistic. Would it take you to have a bowl of cereal?
Like, I got pretty efficient with it, but like a little bit longer than your average cereal.
She's like, I'm gonna time this one. I've been actually on
instead of like tying the cherry stem with my tongue, I'm just like separating shredded wheat. No.
Oh, me neither. And I think I tried once. I was like, I want to be cute and try it. Mm-hmm. You know, because it was always like the hot bitches. Yeah. Doing that, I'm like, damn, she's cool.
Yeah.
But then I tried it and I was like, fuck this. Yeah. I spit it out.
I got so angry. I would try it for so long because my tongue can like bend and do weird shit. But like, for the life of me, I could never do it. And I'd get like angry and be like, and then almost like inhale like a thing. Like, because I like have the rage moment come out, like, and then I'm choking on it. And I just don't think it's for me. I'm not cool.
It's all right. I'm not cool either. And I wear that proudly. So yeah. I just think like, yeah, another cereal that I used to like absolutely love back in the day was, did I already say this? Lucky Charms. We already talked about Lucky Charms, and you guys would just eat all the like the cereal part and leave the marshmallows. We gotta get Lucky Charms. We gotta get the Frosted Mini Wheats. We gotta get
what else?
All the
things.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Why am I can't? I think. Do you like
Cookie
Apple
Crisp?
Jacks?
Yes, love Apple Jacks.
Cookie Crisp. Yeah, Cookie Crisp was pretty good. Lit. Also good soggy. Best soggy.
Soggy.
Why do I love soggy cereal? It's so
Frosted
so
Flakes was good soggy.
I just like normal corn flakes.
I have to try some corn flakes. I don't think I've ever done
just like plain corn flakes.
I haven't tried them.
But they're great.
I mean, you know, they're healthier. Mm. I never had Wheaties.
You never had Wheaties?
What is it? Is it like a brand?
You know, I don't really know, actually. Is that the same thing as shredded wheat?
I don't know.
Hang on, what are Wheaties? Also, we need to talk about the fact that I feel so cool every time I do a gender bender costume. I love it.
So recently, I was showing someone our music video, and they were like, who's the rapper dude? And I said, what? They're like, who's the dude? And I was like, that's Molly. After they were like, dude, she's so hot. They're like, dude, who's she? And I'm like, well, that's Molly. And then they're like, well, who's the rapper dude?
They're Molly.
And I was like, I gotta tell her, because they did not even think that was you. And this is like a stranger, right? Like, I didn't know the person. Like, and I'm like, oh, well, we got this music video. We're really great. Like, go check it out. Go rate us. Go follow the pod. You know, like, talking it up.
I am the rapper dude.
You are the rapper dude.
And the hot
chick.
So
you are really good at gender bending.
Thank you. I have so much fun with it.
You are so good at it.
I feel like so, like, like, hot.
You are. But it's like, and like, guys are even asking who you are.
Yeah, but I'm like, when I dress like me, like, when we work, right, I can objectively be like, oh, yeah, that looks good. Like, whatever. But then I, like, look in the mirror, and I'm like, ugh. But then I put on, like, a short wig and, like,
and honestly, this
flex
this
my pecs, and I'm like, hey, I'm a man.
And you really get into the character, let's just
but
say.
But I also love dressing up like a pretty girl.
I mean, why not do both?
But I understand why it's so much easier for men to like feel so full of themselves, because there's no reason that I should think I look fucking sick right now. But you know what else? I don't give a fuck. I don't care at all. I don't give a single fuck. I think I look great. I think I'm a fucking treat. I am the whole goddamn package.
Thank you.
But as soon as I get this costume off, I probably won't feel like that anymore. So that's
I think
the power
you
of
will.
Being a man.
I think you will. Just leave the wig on.
I should.
Get butt naked and just stand
I
in
sometimes,
the mirror.
I have, like, the last time I made content with this, I really did leave it on for, like, a really long time.
Good. It's so cute.
I kind of also feel like Alice from the Twilight movie. Do
yes.
you ever see Alice
yes,
with
yes.
the short little hair?
Yeah.
Except I'm not tiny and waifish.
And you're not as shimmery. I'm kidding. I'm no, you are shimmery.
Well, I can be. I actually thought about putting on glitter spray, but I was like, that's not very Ash of me.
You could do cosplay of that with this wig.
Technically. I could. I'm almost like the baseball scene or the softball scene where they're like throwing it around. I'm kind of like, but with a Pokeball instead.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it. So I never was a huge Pokemon? Pokemon
Pokemon.
Fan. I meant
it
to
sounds
say
like Cartman
fan.
Saying yeah. it.
Pokemon. But I did love Pikachu. like ever since they were like popular. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, Pikachu's so cute, and like look at him, he's like the cutest little thing. But then like came around the game where people are actually playing it like out in public, mm-hmm. catching Poke. Did you do that ever?
I did it for a little while, but I got bored of it.
Was it fun?
Like, no, because you have to be outside with other people. I like the Pokemon games you play at home.
And people were actually doing that shit. Mm-hmm. Like going to the
park.
Some
people were walking off cliffs. Do you remember that?
No.
Yeah, people were like injuring themselves because they're just like, duh, there's like an Umbreon right here. And it's like, you just killed yourself. For an Umbreon, it doesn't exist.
They died?
And it probably wasn't even an Umbreon. It was probably like a Psyduck.
They died?
Yeah, some people died. But let me find it. I remember when this Pokemon Go, right? That's
if
what you're
you
talking
all
about?
Died playing Pokemon Go.
If you died while playing Pokemon
call
Go,
in.
Call into the podcast.
We're gonna channel you on our Ouija board.
Ooh. That's what we should do with our Ouija board is try
for
to channel
all
the people who
that,
killed themselves.
That lost their lives.
Oh my
on Pokemon
God.
Go.
That's so sweet.
We're sick. We are literally sick.
Pokemon Go death.
Sorry, Mom. I'm
kidding. Okay. Pokemon Go death tracker. Only 25 deaths, but 63 injuries.
Only? Mm-hmm. Only 25.
Wow.
That is messed up.
Man has leg amputated after falling onto railway tracks while playing Pokemon Go.
Dude.
December
3,
2018.
Dude.
Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun, but nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try Gold Show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out.
June 19, 2018. Father and son beat man over Pokemon Go dispute.
Oh my gosh. Y'all have no chill.
March 1, 2017. Man died of heart attack moments after catching rare Pokemon Lapras.
Stop!
December 7, 2016. Young woman suffers multiple injuries during Pokemon hunt in Chesterfield.
No comment on that one.
No.
Just hurt severely.
This is crazy.
Dude, this game so has risks. Funny. Do you have to sign a waiver before you play?
Right? I don't even know. I haven't played it in so long. It's insane.
Also, can we talk about like the fact that mosquitoes are back, and have you experienced them yet?
No, not as much yet. I feel like I've only been outside when it's been very, very hot, and I haven't noticed any bites or anything.
So just this week, not like any time before that, because I feel like we hadn't had them like we've had them. You know, mm-hmm. in the past years, like, you know, we both would get bit so much.
So much. And just have, like, the welts. And we were just talking about this, I think, because you got, like, bruises and stuff.
Yeah. But, like, yeah. I'm telling you, dude, these mosquitoes are different. Like, they bit me recently, and it's much better. My knee, this one was a bite. And then up here, this was a bite. And I think last time I saw you, I had a bite on this leg, which it mm-hmm. swelled, which was weird. But, dude, I would look down and look at my knees. And one looked like a golf ball in my knee, and one was just like regular. And I'm like, from a fucking
crazy.
Mosquito. It's bizarre. Like, why do they swell up so much? These mosquitoes, like,
yeah,
what do they carry?
I don't know.
It's bizarre.
And I'm also not liking, like, that was one of the great things about Vegas was that there was no mosquitoes. And now I'm like, okay, so now it's unbearably hot and there's mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool.
And also it's like, so we have the record-breaking heat this summer, which, like, we got to, like, almost, what? We got to 120. Which
yeah.
is unreal.
It was, yeah, it was pretty hot. For some reason, maybe it's just because I've been inside so much. I just don't feel like it was that bad. But I feel like everyone's like, it's record breaking. It's the most terrible. But I don't really feel like it was
Well, thank
bad.
God for AC. That's yeah. all we got to say.
Oh, that was terrible when the AC died.
And the pool.
That's true. Maybe I just blocked it out. Like, things that I don't like, I'm just like, I think it was fine, actually. Like, I don't want to think about how bad it was. So I'm just going to say it was fine.
And also,
was
totally I'm still fine. Alive.
Yeah. Like, did you die, though?
No. The only time I really suffer, I guess, is like when I'm in the car and the car doesn't get cold enough, quick enough.
That's terrible.
That and you have to get like. Out in the car and just yeah, go. And that's it's like.
That's why I don't go places.
Dude, yeah.
I just turned myself off from the heat of summer. I'm like, I'll just stay home.
Dude, and like also like just like. Remember how like I had those car issues and like yeah. got that all fixed? Well, that was fine. My car was running great. And yeah. then I noticed like big ass piles of
poo.
Puddles of oil in the driveway. Ew. Like big puddles. Like not just like a little drip drip here and there. It was like puddles of oil. And
car
like,
diarrhea.
Yeah, car diarrhea. Big time. So I called the company that fixed everything last. And I was like, hey, like, y'all notice a leak? Like, yeah. you know?
They're like, no.
And I hadn't been driving much. And, like, I'm like, well, I mean, it's leaking now. And it never did. So, like, yeah. can you guys,
so
like,
what'd you do?
Yeah, I'm like, can you guys go, like, check it out? And they're like, oh, we'll make sure if it was on us, like, we'll take care of it, right? And I'm like, well, thanks, because it didn't do it before. So, yeah. it's definitely on you. And they call me, and they're like, oh, yeah, we fixed it. There was, like, a bad seal or whatever. And
yeah.
I was just like. Bravo. At least why did it take it, 3 days?
Yeah, that's a long time to figure out. Like, you would think that with a seal you could just tell pretty quickly. What? I talk like I'm a mechanic, but I really do think that they just like dick people around.
Yeah, they're like, it's a really bad time of the week, we're really busy. Okay, well, when is it a good time?
Yeah.
And isn't busy good? Get more mechanics.
Hire more people.
Yeah, get more mechanics.
It's crazy,
y'all. Like, I'm the one without a car, so make something happen. Whatever. Everything's good now. AC is great. Car's running good. I'm happy.
I can't wait till it cools down so we can just.
They say next week.
Just rollerblade everywhere.
Yes. Mm. Also, I'm thinking about buying. I was thinking roller skates.
Roller skates?
Yeah, but they seem really hard.
They are really
and you know how. So.
No, wait.
You have both.
Skates are with the four.
Yeah, and the brakes in the front.
Yeah. The blades, I think, are easier.
I know how to rollerblade. I just kind of want to level up.
Want to learn?
Yeah, they're really cute.
They're very cute. I just personally find them like, I'm like, I feel like when we did that photo shoot out by the concrete area, I was like, I thought I was going to bite it so many times.
Also, yeah, I'm almost 40. I don't need to be breaking any bones like anytime soon. You know what I mean? Like, let's not.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I guess I'll get some rollerblades.
You get cute knee pads.
Yeah. Well, I have some cute ones from a pole class. That would work.
Yeah, that would work.
I remember wearing them in class and like the instructor would be like, don't wear your knee pads. Gain the strength in your knees. And I'd be like, dude, I don't want my knees to look busted. Like,
my knees always look busted. Well, I look like I've been sucking dick like on a concrete floor from the back with no protection for anything involved. Like my knees are just like I'm hitting them into things constantly. Like I walked them somehow like into a door frame the other day when it was like, I don't even know how I did this. Whacked them into the metal gate outside.
Ow!
Just not paying attention. Just open up the gate and just. Stab myself and they just are so busted all the time or I fall.
Not oh cool.
Backflip. We never talked about that. I fucked those up on the trampoline too, my knees.
You did it?
Yeah. You did see?
Yes. Bitch.
I did a backflip. Laura and I have been very busy. We haven't seen each other much.
You know, we're just hanging in there.
Alright, I'll find this for you.
Holy shit.
Yes, I have done it.
Dude.
The backflip.
And you landed on your knees or landed on your feet?
No, I landed in a foam pit. Remember how I said my favorite thing was the foam pit? I backflipped into the foam pit.
That's freaking awesome.
I think it's this one. Let me check. No, that wasn't the one. Where's the good one? They're all terrible. I suck.
Show me the worst one.
Here we go.
Are you going to make a blooper reel?
I should,
of all
honestly.
All the failed attempts.
David, I should send this to you.
All right, I got you. Let's do it.
Dude! That is freaking awesome! Yo, but your face?
I love the deadpan at the end. Like, this is All right. Can we talk about the fact that, like, children, shut up. Don't talk to me. I'm out in the wild just trying to live my little life. All right. I don't know you. I don't need your germs. I don't need your opinions. All right. I don't need a bunch of little kid gymnasts telling me how to do a backflip. I already feel stupid enough. Leave me the fuck alone. Anyway, she was so rude. And so I have this thing that I think I'm being, like, very genuine. We've talked about this before, thinking my face is doing a thing. So many of these videos are starting, like, completely deadpan, where I'm just like... like, I look so stupid. Do you understand? And then my moment of success. It's not... I think that I'm being, like... I think I look one way.
I thought it was pretty badass.
And I don't look that way.
It was pretty badass. It was like, what?
What about it?
And here it is.
Anyway, here, David, I'll send this to you. You're
welcome. That's so impressive.
I'll do it later.
Dude.
Yeah.
You did a fucking backflip. Yeah.
It's very scary. It's very scary.
Oh, not that one.
Yeah.
I can never remember which side it is.
Thank you.
For the backflip, everyone. For the backflip.
Oh my god. I have I don't know why I was thinking of this, but did I tell you about the new genre that I invented?
No. Of
TOI?
Genre of porn?
Mm-hmm.
A corn?
TOI? You know JOI. Jerking off. Instruction. Well, jerk off instruction. For those of you who don't know, TOI, for my little SPH boys, twiddling off instruction. Because they can't call it jerking off. What are you jerking off? There's nothing to jerk. It's twiddling off. And I was very proud of myself for that. So now I'm going to have a nice whole new genre.
Merch?
Yeah, I think I should make merch.
You have to. With tweezers?
I don't know. Maybe some of them would be happy to represent, but I think some of them like to keep it private, so I don't know if they would wear it.
They'll wear it in their homes?
That's true. While they're twiddling off, perhaps.
In your panties. Hey!
Yeah, some of them, yeah. Some of them. Some
Why
of them
not?
Haven't gone that far yet, but they will.
When they're ready.
When they're ready. You All know. In good time.
I love that. You're so innovative, you know?
Thank you.
T-O-I. Mm. I was thinking like a new genre of music. I was like, what?
No. But we do need to make a new music video now. I feel like we have some like big things that we need to do.
Yes.
I feel like we've been a little sad because the music video took up so much.
And it was a lot of work.
It was.
Shooting wise.
Yes.
Not like the laid out process, but like planning out the days, the outfits, the ideas.
All of it. It just took so much time, and I feel like we're now at the point that enough things have passed. We can have a little recovery,
yeah.
And I think that we have some fun skits in mind.
Yes, and the holidays are here.
And knock, the holidays knock. Are here.
You know, so
knock,
there we
knock.
Go.
Who's there? It's us, bitch!
It's Santa!
No, too soon. Too
almost,
soon.
Almost.
No, I am... I'm very, very excited for the costumes that we have planned. I'm also very excited for the pumpkin carve-off.
Yes!
Because I'm curious to see what people can do. As I want people to get creative with it. So, and then we kind of touched on it earlier, but what we're going to do is that the winner of the pumpkin contest that Laura and I will be hosting and judging severely, because we love judging. And what we're going to do with that is give the winner merch. So that could either be like a shirt, or maybe if you already have one sort of thing, we can get you something else instead. But there will be prizes for the winner, so you want to make sure to join us. We haven't set a date for it yet, but join us in community chat, patreon.com/twndpodcast. And you will have to scrape out your pumpkin before. It's like people forget.
I was just going to say, do yourself the favor.
People forget.
It's going to take forever and slow you down significantly. So just come... game ready, you know, with that pumpkin already hollowed out.
Yep.
Even if you need to like draw your image first.
My thought, right, is agreeing on this line of thinking where it's pre-scooped out, have your stencil facing you. So the back of the pumpkin faces us. We can't see till you're
done.
We
won't even know.
We won't even know.
It'll be a mystery. So it'll be fun.
It can all be ready and prepped in advance because we only have like 30 or 40 minutes of our Zoom chat. So I don't know what to tell you. We get a cap limit because we don't have enough people subscribed yet. So go subscribe.
And don't
please.
Get all like intricate because like I said, the timing, you know, it's not going to be there on
unless
your
you're
side.
Really fast.
Unless you're Edward Scissorhands and you're just like, shh, 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 shh. But
wear costumes for brownie points.
Yeah, that would make
should me, wear costumes.
That would make us very happy.
That would.
Also, did you hear about recently how there was somebody, in, I think it was like in Italy, like they found in someone's basement a real authentic Picasso painting in someone's basement recently.
No.
And it got finally like approved, not approved, but like certified, like it's authentic. Yeah, and then like we're like watching the news the other day, and like I'm like, wow, like that's so cool, you know? Like it was just in someone's basement chilling, no one knew, and they found it. And then Carlo goes, "Well, it says Picasso on the corner," like his, and like Doug didn't they know? And I'm like, good point. But you know how that's, many paintings that's... are probably fraud that say Picasso?
But that's like what I was thinking.
That's what he said though. Because he was like, it says Picasso.
I just had a thought of like how. Did you keep it for so long? It's like been in this basement forever. You don't look at the things in your basement. I feel like if I had a house with the basement, I'd be down there like reorganizing shit
looking
all the time.
It?
It's all cataloged. I'm like, you just like have a Picasso. You're like, I have no idea. I'm like,
and it got appraised at $6.6 million because it's authentic and real. It's like not this like, big.
Can move into a house with a better organized basement.
For real, and order some more Picassos. Yeah. I'm just kidding. But I was like, dude, this shit is crazy.
It's like the better version of finding money in your winter coat pocket.
Yes! Go, Grandma! Go, Grandma! Should I be Picasso?
Thank you, Grandma, for kicking it and leaving us this house in Picasso. We didn't know you well enough to know that you had a Picasso, but man, you sure set up our future, Granny.
She was banging Picasso on the side.
Back in the day, she was his
This was his
concubine.
little love token to her to keep it on the hush-hush. Don't worry, baby. It'll be
worth
something.
This'll be worth something someday.
Yeah.
It'll be worth something when I'm dead, sweet cheeks. Now suck on these cheeks. Let me spread those cheeks. I'm Picasso, bitch. He just like puts a paintbrush in there.
Picasso.
Do you think Picasso sounded with a paintbrush? Like Picasso?
Maybe.
Maybe that's where Picasso gets his like
I think so. Maybe.
Could
maybe.
Be.
I mean, did he have like any like.
Did he? No, did he?
No,
no dog.
Did he have like any, what do they call those? Biography? Or what do they call it when it's like a story of their lives?
A biography.
A biography, right? He's like, I like to do this.
Well, I think that's, it's an autobiography if you write it yourself. So
something like that. Y'all know
just,
what I mean.
He's telling somebody though. He's like dictating. He's
so
like,
these are the
so
things
anyway.
I like. Have you ever used a paintbrush?
That's a sounding instrument. The writer's like, what is a sounding instrument? And then it's like the same conversation you and I had.
I wonder how long sounding has been a thing. Like when was the first person to discover if that was like a pleasurable thing?
How long has sounding been around penis? Because like sounding is other meanings.
I know. It's good.
What to know about urethral sounding? Okay.
Does it give you like step by step?
Yeah, this is like step really technical. I don't care about that. Whoa. Okay, let's listen to the AI overview. Thank you, AI overlords. Sounding is a dangerous sex practice that has become popular recently, but the history of urethral surgeries date back to the 14th century. So it's like for...
When is that, 1800s?
So it started with surgery, but not like for a sexual thing. They're like, don't do this. It's not good for you.
And people are now doing it.
I guess so.
For pleasure. Crazy. Well... Like I said, to each their own.
Everybody likes something different. Like, I don't know. Maybe you're just like, it's worth the risk. You know what I mean? It's like piercing your nipples.
Well, I was going to say nipples, like nipple play. Like you could pinch yours and get pleasure. Me, like even the softest pinch, it's too much. I'm like, ooh, no.
That's what I'm worried about with something like a nipple piercing. It's what I've always been afraid of because I always thought they were so cool.
Yeah.
And I was like, but I love my nipples. If I went and there was just no more nipple feeling, the fuck would I do?
I hear ya.
How would I come ever again? There's plenty of ways. But nipples, you know, like I just.
What if it made it extra pleasurable though?
That's the problem. It's like it's so 50-50.
What if you do one?
Just one nipple?
Just to see.
But I feel like that would look weird when I wear a shirt.
Well, just to see. And then if it sucks, then you take it out. And at least you only have one nipple that's not. Just kidding. You're like,
I'm like considering it. I'm like, new tattoo and nipple piercings. Let's go all out. Who cares?
Do it.
Dude. All right. We're getting older, right?
Yeah. Every day.
But I don't feel like I am at all. And I love it.
That's a good thing.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't, like, nothing matters. You can just, if I wanted to go piss. Nope.
Where are you going with this? Piss.
If I wanted to, I could go right now. I could walk out of this room, walk into that pink bathroom, take a piss.
Tinkle town.
I could go do that if I wanted to. But if I wanted to pierce my nipples when I was 40 or 80, you could. You just can. Doesn't matter.
No rules.
No rules.
No rules.
Doesn't matter at all. Like, think about what a time to be alive.
Yeah.
Truly. Like, back in the day, you like, couldn't have a job as a woman. Like, oh, don't go to school. Like, we have it pretty good. I'm just saying.
Also, I just, like, the other day I had to catch myself. Because, like, remember when we were little and we would think, like, people in their 30s and 40s were old?
Oh, God, yeah. I was like, well,
and now all over we're in our 30s. I'm closer to 40. And I'm like, I remember when this was, like, they were old people. And then someone's like, you don't really get old until you're old. And I'm like, that's true, though.
But when does that come?
If you don't feel it. If you don't feel it, then you're not old.
But when do you get old?
When you say you're old.
Oh.
Once you start,
if I just don't say it,
yeah,
it's fine. I just don't say it and I keep drinking collagen supplements.
Yes.
And
eating right. Yeah. Working out.
I heard eating rice and I was like, I could go for some rice. I made rice pudding.
You did?
Yeah. It's really good. We can have some after episode if you want.
I love rice pudding.
It's so good.
Did you put the cinnamon in the nutmeg?
Yes. And yes. Because, listen, that was like my favorite breakfast when I was a kid. It's just crock pot rice pudding. It's so good.
Dude.
So delicious.
And I'm sure you didn't put raisins. Because I know how you feel about
it. But I have some raisins in a jar.
You can
have
if you don't want any.
Absolutely the fuck not.
Well, when I was little, I'd have to ask my mom to make it without raisins because she would put it. Or like little coconut flakes, which I despise too.
No.
Like in my rice pudding, I just didn't like the little flaky texture.
Stop mixing too many conflicting textures.
We all know how much I love making content, and one of the most important things for quality videos is lighting. But who wants the same old boring ring light? You can upgrade from basic to adorable at kawaiilighting.com with code TWND for 10% off. This podcast is lit by Kawaii Lighting's star-shaped ring light. There are also heart and kitty cat options to make you feel as cute as these lights look. Kawaii Lighting has many RGB options, which you'll have seen used in many of my videos and photos. Don't be basic. Stand out with Kawaii Lighting by using code TWND to save 10% and help support this wholesome pod. Let them know we sent you.
And the coconut flakes didn't get soggy.
No.
So they would stay like dry.
Grape nuts.
Yeah.
Coconut flakes are the grape nuts.
And then it had like the texture of like a very thick pube, you know, and it's like, no.
I like that, like, as a kid, you're like, this is a thick pube for sure.
Mom!
On the thick pube. I hate the feeling of, like, a thick pube. Like, I've had, like, some curly fuckers in back in the day on my
tongue.
You
know when they get, like, in your mouth after?
Yeah.
If it's not fully...
Yeah.
Like shaved or, you know.
Yeah, because you're slobbing the knob and you go down too far and you're like, what is tickling my throat? Because it's not your penis. It's like, why do you have a pube halfway up the shaft? It doesn't make any sense.
Or when it gets stuck on the roof of your mouth and you're like, digging it out.
And you're like, am I just going to keep eating this hair? And then you're giving head, so you're like super slobbery. So it's that really like sticky spit, like at least for me, where it's like
strings.
Spider-Man's web. And I'm like, ugh. But then you're also trying to peel out like a pube, like from the roof of your mouth in the slobber mess. You can't do it. So you just have to end up swallowing it and then feel like you're swallowing it for the next like
usually,
4 hours.
Yeah, I'll gargle with some water.
Come just. Oh, that'll get it out.
I would choke. I would totally choke.
Oh, so to wrap up the episode, I know that I said that nobody wrote or called in, but it's because pretty much no one does, but we do have one voicemail if you would like to listen to
it. Yes. Okay. But also, that's your sign, everybody, to call in, interact. We love hearing from you guys. We miss you. For all the people that have called in the past, where are you at, yo?
702-900-6446. Call in to give us, like, your story. We can, like, give you our opinions, which matter.
Tell us a funny
story.
Because
we have a show and you don't.
Yeah, so tell us
our opinions do matter.
Yeah, tell us your favorite scary movies. Remember.
Yes. We want recommendations for that. Because it'd be fun to just do like a whole react video where it's just
us watching
the movie, but they can't see the movie. You can follow along with us and see if you react the same. That's fun.
It's movie night, bitches. Mm.
Daddy's back. Okay. Could I have that cord? The long silvery. Yeah, the
yes,
braided one.
I also like your necklace.
Thank you.
It's so pretty. Is it an opal?
A gift.
Is it an opal?
Yes, it is. That's like a gift.
Is it someone's ashes?
It's my future ashes. Okay, so I guess we have a few. Don't play this person because it's just too much and it involves somebody else and I don't want to deal with that drama.
Gosh.
But here are some new ones. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Just not the plus, that one.
Okay.
And let's make sure that we have sound on. We do. The sound is on.
All right, this is a test, and if it's too loud, I can turn it down. Which level would it be? 3?
No. Oh. See that purple one over there?
Yes.
Nope.
Oh.
The long I got you. Look.
This one.
Yes.
All right, so if it's too loud, photo. I could go down.
Okay, yes.
All right, ready, everyone?
Yes.
Ready? Buckle up.
Buckle in.
Yeah, hi, Molly. This is Jerry Morgan.
Hi,
and,
Jerry.
I just wanted to say that... I listen to your podcast, and I think you're a good woman. I really do.
I'm a man.
Very sexy, and I just love to talk to you sometime. I just, you're a good woman.
Aww.
Keep it up.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye-bye. Wait,
that's sweet. Jerry Morgan, you're very nice. That's very
Thank
sweet.
You.
She is a very good woman.
I'm not.
But also a good man.
I am a decent woman and a better man.
I'm going to be a better man for you. A better man. I like that. Thanks, Jerry, for calling
in. Jerry.
This is the kind of support we're talking about, y'all. We love you.
It's
Thanks
not,
for supporting
because you
the
wouldn't
pod.
Want to talk to me because it's just a lot of like staring. Like uncomfortable staring.
Not really. Come on our Zoom chat. All right, let's go.
But don't like come on our Zoom chat.
Like just join us.
It's not the kind of thing that we're doing on Patreon.
Join us.
Unless you want to.
Ready? Number 2.
Hey, ladies. Laura and Molly. I guess I got a question. This is a moose, by the way. It's been a while.
This is the guy that...
Pause.
This is the guy. Is this not the guy... That like was like his he was down on the girl. There was a girl he was dating. He like got all upset because she's got pregnant or something like that.
Oh,
remember?
Was that
and then
Moose
like
also?
And then was like lost.
It does sound familiar
at the family function, and it kept going around. Then he's like, and now I only sleep with women
that he doesn't
who I
respect.
Don't care about respect or something
respect.
Like that.
All right.
Is that that's what I'm thinking of, right?
I think so.
It's been a minute and I'm brain dead.
Let's keep going.
Let's try. Try it out.
I'm back again. So this particular one is, I'm trying to, I guess, ask, how do you live with group some regret that you have?
Wait, what?
You know, I have.
How do you what?
Oh. Okay, let's see. I don't know. Hold on.
How long is this?
2 minutes and 40 seconds.
Y'all. All right.
Let's see.
Well, I have some regret in my life. And, you know, certain things I've done in life. And certain ways I've acted. And I actively try to be an individual that is not that way. But at the same time, I have regret. And so I just want to ask you, what are some of your regrets? If you would share, you know, I'm not sure that you would. That's a deeply personal question. But at the same time, it might be something.
Okay, pause
you know.
It. This is too long. Y'all can condense. Think about what you want to say beforehand, and then we can speak a little bit faster and get to the point quicker. So, he wants to hear about possible regrets because he's like, I have regrets. Most everybody, yeah. Every single goddamn person, even narcissists, have regrets.
They might not admit it, but they have them.
But they have them. And everybody deals with them in a different way. And the way that works for me may not be the way that works for you. That's what I know. But regrets, it's like... like, of course, there's so many. But like, how deep are we getting with things? Like, do you have a regret? I regret eating a dozen pink box donuts to myself. I regret that. But yeah. I don't really.
Yeah, or like, let's say, so worth it. Like, for someone who's like battling with like anything that matters to them, like, let's say the vaping or let's say drinking or like binge eating, anything, like, it's like those are regrets, you mm-hmm. know, if you like slip. But doesn't mean like,
but if you're talking about,
it's not healthy, it's okay, you're fine.
Because what it sounds like, it's like, what big regrets do you have? I think that if you've listened to the show long enough, I think we've touched on a lot of those.
And is it like the way you treated somebody? Is it because of that kind of regret? Because yeah. He said he's done, he has some regrets in his life and things that he's done.
Yeah, we but do you, do, are you yeah. wanting to know like how to get through them, or you want us to just like dump on like regrets that we have? Because I feel like it reaches a point too where it's like, it's not like, oh, is there something that you could maybe relate to this that might help with this or that? It's like, do you just want to hear about shitty things that we've done to make yourself feel better that you've done shitty things? Because, I mean, yes, but also listen to episodes, like other episodes. I mean,
talk about shitty things that we've done all the time.
I mean, but there's also times where it's like, yeah, there are shitty things that I've done, or I'm sure, but there are also like things I can't just like tell everybody else's story. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I'm trying to think. Okay. Let me try to think of something shitty that I've done. I mean, there's been a lot. Well, honestly, not a lot as I thought.
I mean, I got some regrets that are like basic things from like, let's say, you know, having like a dysfunctional family, speaking in that way, where maybe, you know, there's times where you cut off somebody in your family, like I have. And, like, I regret that at times because it shows that I didn't really, like, give them any sort of, like, of my patience. I just kind of went, sorry, fuck you.
I don't think that's true, though. I think, like, you could
that
have...
That would be a regret, though, of mine.
A regret, yeah. But I just want you to know that that's, like, not on you mm-hmm. either to, like... It's like, it's not that you didn't give any patience. It's yeah. that you already gave what you had.
And it was too much.
And they took all of it. Yeah. And then they ate and left no crumbs. And then they're like, more, please. And yeah. you're like, I don't have any more. You took
like,
it all.
Hey, it's still my number. Do you know who this is? It's like, yeah, I know who this is.
Yeah. I'd be like, no, I don't.
I
me
remember.
A little stranger.
But it's like, yeah, I guess yeah. that's like something I guess I could vent about. And not feel like 100%. But you know what gets me through it? Like you said, yeah, there was already taken too much like from me, you mm-hmm. know? So there was a reason for me to be like, bye, Felicia.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, you're right. It goes both ways.
Yeah. I feel like things that I've done that I regret, a lot of them focus around like not making my own decisions for a long time. And like
that's
allowing someone to kind of tell me what to do. And I can't really get into specifics, but just some things where it's just like, well, I felt terrible about that, but it was like the alternative of you're in the situation, so you do the things. And then that's its own kind of twistedness, which is like, I don't think that that's a way that I act outside of that relationship that I was in, but there was a lot of regrettable things that I did during that time. And a lot of it was just like relinquishing my own control and responsibility over a situation, because it's kind of like with relationships and like stuff that's abusive, it's like you get out of it and it's like, yes, of course, I think we've talked about this before, but there's a hand where it's like the abuser guides you to do things that you don't regret, but you still allowed yourself to be guided in that way. And I know that it's a little bit different than just being someone who would go out and do that to somebody else.
Yeah.
But it's still where you can obviously have regrets about it. But I also try to, the way that I think that you can move past regret is just to try harder next time in other situations that are like, I think like the more regretful decisions we make, the less likely we are to make them in the future. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of just like, that's how you get through the regret, is like moving your energies into better places that like serve you and other people who care about you and who you care about and who have like equal footing mm-hmm. in a relationship. Because with a situation like that, it's like you were doing the most. Mm-hmm. They weren't doing shit.
Yeah, and if be anything, kind to yourself. Shit.
Yes.
Remember, like, it's not always on you. So that's a good point.
It's not always on you. And also with things like regret, right? Like, say that, Moose, you regret these things that you've done. You regret them. Move past them by not continuing that same behavior yes. in the future. That's one of the key things to moving past regret, is like, oh, like I feel bad I did this, but then you're just doing other destructive things or other things that are like similar to that thing that you say that you regret. It's like the way that you move past it is by not repeating the same behaviors or variances of them. And it's like trying actively all the time to be better. It's like, why can't we have all of our nutrition in one microwavable meal? Because it is the effort that it takes that you put into yourself and your life and your choices. And then you actually living with those results of whatever those choices are. And the more often that you make good ones, then the more often that you are to keep making good ones, because yep. the outcome feels a fuck of a lot better.
Preach. I give that a yodeling pickle for Ash. So, should we listen to the next one? Do you want to continue this one?
No, although I'm good. I've talked enough about this. Have beginning. You said enough? You said your piece?
Yeah.
All right. We're at peace then. On we go.
Yeah. That's, I mean, we respect your call. Thank you for calling in and interacting. Moose,
so basically our advice is do better.
And also be kind.
Be kind to yourself and do better at being kind to yourself, but also do better at recognizing when you do shit.
All right. This is what we're going to say. And that is that. All right. Next one. This one's a lot shorter. It's only 6 seconds. Here we go. Hold on. Was it a mic drop? And thank you.
All right. Well,
sometimes the shortest messages end up being the most powerful.
That's going to really stick with me. I'm going to be thinking about that for a while.
We're going to leave that as the end of the show.
I just like the picture as like he was going to leave a message, but he was dropping a deuce and it like plink. It like hits the water, plink, and he's like, fuck, and hangs up. That's what I like to think it was.
I like that. And he regrets it.
He's living with regrets. That's what I know. Wow. We also had homework that nobody called in about. Naman, still haven't written in about your Trader Joe's experience. That's been a few weeks now, so Naman. Looking at you. Also, we're not having people call in about their dreams, which is pretty fucked up. Y'all aren't doing your homework, so I give you an F.
For the day.
And
you can change that.
You can.
Into fantastic by yes. calling in or writing in.
You can change that to fantastic. I love that.
We could do this together though. And it is spooky month. So you guys get in the spirit, get your pumpkins yeah. ready. We're ready. We're excited for our Zoom chats. Thank you guys for being patient with us while we were busy doing all the things. And mm-hmm. we are going to do all the things and please you all.
And do something that scares yourself, even if it's loving yourself.
Or looking at the mirror.
Or looking in the mirror. Do that. You find it hard to look in the mirror? Just dead eye that motherfucker and say, you got this, bitch. And with that, we will be having you follow us on Instagram and X at TWND Podcast. And following me on Instagram at This Redhead is SFW. And you can follow Laura
at Wham Glam Artistry.
And yeah, be nice to yourself or don't. It's not our problem. See you Monday.
Come.
The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, co-hosted by Laura Contreras, and produced by David Warren.